Philip Rivers, another guy like Antonio, who's having a much better season this year. Almost 74% of his passes are being completed. What do you see?
Smart guy. You know, doesn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, he hangs in the pocket, not real mobile. Don't like to be hit like a lot of quarterbacks. So, you know, I think if we give him a bunch of different looks, you know, hit him occasionally, let him know that the rush is there, things like that, rattle him, we should be okay.
Robbie, you were able to get sacked this past week, kind of a hustle sack, kind of stayed with the play. When you get a sack to start, this is for you still early in the season, mm-hmm. you play, can that kind of get you going in a way as a pass rusher where the first one's the hardest one to get sometimes?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I feel like with anything you do, you know, if you're lacking confidence, you're not going to be successful, you know, and the first sack, like you said, is always the hardest one to get. You know, once you get it, you know you're capable of doing it. You know, you want to continue to do it. You want to continue with success. So, you know, I'm happy I got it out the way and not planning on getting many more.
Where is your game at now? You've had a few back from the suspension. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. I mean, my first game back in Dallas, you know, I felt pretty comfortable early. You know, I didn't think I was going to get that comfortable that fast. But, you know, I feel like I was pretty comfortable. And, you know, now, you know, I'm gaining more and more confidence, getting more back into, you know, where I was last year.
What's the sense of urgency in this room right now, given 2-5, you pretty much need to get a win Sunday?
Win. You know, fortunately, the NFC East is not doing too good. And, you know, we still got a chance. We're not out of the NFC East race, and we're going to continue to play hard, take it week by week.
You've got 2 games in 5 days, basically. You could be better off than we were last year, and after 9 games, you could be worse off. Is that? But you have to look at it 1 game at a time, right? You can't look at it in that 2-game stretch.
Yeah, definitely. And that goes with, you know, game planning, taking care of our bodies, stretching, things like that, because, you know, it's a physical game. And, you know, having 2 NFL games in that short span of time, you know, could take a real big toll on your body. You know, we got a couple of days off after the Thursday night game. So, you know, we're just trying to get to that point with 2 wins.
You guys did pretty well on Thursday in Dallas last year, though, after a short.
We plan to, you know, to do something like that this coming Thursday night.